From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Democratic-led Senate returned from a 10-day spring break today and immediately took up stem cell legislation despite the threat of a presidential veto. The bill under debate would expand federally funded embryonic stem cell research. Last year, that same issue prompted President Bush to exercise his veto power for the first and only time. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Democrats are hoping that they will have enough votes and enough public support to override a veto this time around.
The bipartisan bill expands the lines of embryonic stem cells eligible for federal research funding. It's very much like one the House passed in January and nearly identical to legislation President Bush vetoed last year. But some things have changed since that veto. Most important, there are more Democrats who back such legislation in both chambers. What's more, last month the bill got a politically potent boost from Elias Zerhouni, whom President Bush appointed as director of the National Institutes of Health. Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin, who's the chief sponsor of the legislation, recounted today some surprising testimonies Zerhouni gave to the Appropriations Subcommittee that Harkin chairs.
I asked him whether scientists would have a better chance of finding new cures and treatments if the administration's current restrictions on embryonic stem cell research was lifted. Dr. Zerhouni said unequivocally, yes.
And just as they did last year, a number of leading Senate Republicans have lined up as co-sponsors of the stem cell bill. Utah's Orrin Hatch says he thinks President Bush is misguided.
And I think he's on the wrong side of history and has had bad advice on this. He's got so many earth-shaking problems that I don't think he's had time to really focus on this. And the people who have advised him, I think, have advised him in ways that will be on the wrong side of history.
Polls show wide public support for expanding embryonic stem cell research. And for those lawmakers who vote against the bill that would do just that, there's another bill on the Senate floor they likely will vote for that calls for expanded research on stem cells as long as they're not derived from viable embryos. One of its sponsors is Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman, who insists he's not trying to draw votes away from those who back the other stem cell bill.
I have the greatest respect, greatest appreciation for what they're trying to accomplish, the most noble goals. And this is not a bill against anything. It is simply saying there's a political reality that when the Harkin bill passes and is vetoed, that as of January 1 of 2008, there will be no additional stem cell research that is federally funded. And we're looking for a way to move that forward.
Both bills are likely to get more than 60 votes in the Senate, but it's not clear the bill expanding embryonic stem cell research can get the 67 votes needed to override a presidential veto. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter today called for a massive march to drum up more support.
If we put a million people on the mall, they would be within hearing distance of the living quarters of the White House. And with 110 million people who are affected directly, personally, or indirectly through their families, there is the potential for sufficient political pressure to provide enough votes to override a veto if, in fact, the president were to veto the bill. And it is my hope that the president will relent.
But the White House today warned if the bill's passed, the president will veto it. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.